Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
A 1, 2, 3, 4!
The Brutally Delicious Podcast! The Brutally Delicious Podcast!
The Brutally Delicious Podcast!
The Brutally Delicious Podcast!
Hey guys, this is Spider Grageous with the Brutally Delicious Podcast. Today we have Pandora's Key, Yet I Remain. Pandora's Key is a six-piece band from the Netherlands with a male and female vocalist similar to that of Visions of Atlantis or Epica. This is their first full-length album and I absolutely love it. It mixes several genres very well, including symphonic metal, melodic doom metal, power metal. This whole album has very dark undertones with mythological themes, and it takes you on a magical journey between darkness and beauty. Every song makes you feel like you're on a quest, opening with 1779. It's a wonderful prelude to the song, or to the album. It's extremely dark. You hear bells tolling, rain falling, hoof steps, horse neighs. It's very Celtic, it's very ominous, and you know something big is coming. It then gets into the Bakken Rider, which if you don't know, the Bakken Rider translates to the Buck Riders, which in Belgian mythology were witches that rode on the back of bucks provided to them by the devil to rob and murder common folk and church possessions. How metal is that? Again, this is a very dark song. In the course of the song, the singer tells a child to be afraid because evil doesn't sleep, and you'll hear the sounds of hooves to announce the arrival of the Bakken Rider. Then we get into Arenade. This is a very tribal song. It's very dominated by drums and heavy bass throughout the song. More dark undertones with this one as well. It's with the story of Arenade being a Cretan goddess in Greek mythology that was abandoned by Theseus after helping him escape her brother, the Minotaur. It's a wonderful mix of a ballad meets doom metal. The next track is Freedom's Call. This is another one that's very heavily dominated by drums. We get Vera with operatic vocals to start. It's very upbeat. It's a fast-paced song. And it's really just a call to arms. Like, you listen to this song and you're ready to join the war in front of you and just fight for your freedoms. The next song is called Falls the Shadow. It mixes power metal with almost a ballad. It's very operatic and chantish, and I don't say that as a bad thing. It's just a different element that really kind of symbolizes the darkness and the beauty that this album is really trying to portray. Then we get into The Keening. This is probably my favorite song on the album. It tells a story not only with the lyrics of the song, but the music as well. Both elements give you that, make you really feel that pain and anguish in the singer. And I dare say this is a love song. It opens with a mix of pianos and whispering. Like, you know something's wrong in this song, but you don't know what yet. And then about a minute in or so, you hear this primal scream from Vera. The music picks up. The lyrics kick in. You get that power metal feel. And you realize she's lost somebody very dear to her, and she's pissed. You know, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned, I guess. The next song is The Kindling Ire. It's more of a melodic death metal song, similar to that of like Mark Jonsson from Epica, where in the songs he does most of the singing, and Simone's kind of in the background. This song features heavy growls, fast-paced drums, and similar to Simone, Vera's in the background providing vocals and harmonies. It still features a lot of symphonic elements, but it is still more heavily reliant on the guitars and steady drums. The Flying Dutchman then kind of returns us to the mythology theme and the symphonic metal or melodic metal themes. This song gives you both singers exchanging verses, similar to that of Mark and Simone from Epica or Michelle and Clementine from Visions of Atlantis. You get the violin in the background that really kind of adds more depth to the song. This song is just really well done, and it follows the formula of symphonic metal. Icarus is next. It opens with a launch sequence skit. Then it kicks into like your epic power metal song with keys in the background, fast paced. This is another one that just kind of takes you on a journey. The song during the song, you hear a countdown in the song where at zero the music speeds way up, and like it's just a fun song. Like during the song, like you feel like you're ready to take a trip. You don't know where you're going. You don't care where you're going, but just don't fly too close to the sun. And then finally, we end with Puradua, and there couldn't be a better song to end this album, I don't think. It's very melodic doom, it's very dark, and it really kind of encapsulates the fear, the darkness, the beauty, and the elegance that this album portrays. And I love this ending to the album. I love this album top to bottom. This is a band that I really can't wait to see one day. I'm very excited to see what these guys put out. I'm very excited to see hear more from them. So I hope you guys enjoyed listening. I hope you guys give these guys a listen. Give them a chance. This is a great album, and we'll see you guys next time.
I don't think it overstates things to say that the Beatles were the greatest gift to entertainment and culture of our time, a secular religion, if you will, with their universal appeal and demonstrable impact on people's lives. I'm Robert Rodriguez, host of Something About the Beatles. With every episode, I speak with historians, musicians, artists, and Beatle witnesses, all in the service of fresh insights into the most joyous cultural entity the world has ever known. I hope you'll join me and listen to Something About the Beatles, now on Evergreen, and wherever you get your podcasts.